Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome to Three Fat Truckers, episode 83, released on the 29th of December, 2024. Show notes linked in the description. Get a hold of us on the socials. We're on Facebook, Weapon X, formerly known as Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Email the show, show@3ftpodcast.org. Comment directly on the website, 3ftpodcast.org. We're your hosts. I'm Bill.
And this is your buddy, Dave.
I'm Aaliyah.
And this is Steve. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, right on. Episode 83, and it just the numbers just keep ticking up. In stark contrast to how many days I got ahead. How's it going, guys?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Everybody have a good holiday?
Well, it's not over with, though, is the thing. Is as we record, it's a Saturday, and my extended family's holiday is tomorrow evening. And yeah,
now when we say extended family, are we talking about your side or her side?
Everybody that I don't go inside of or came out of somebody that I went inside of.
To your wife's
so
all the girls at the bus stop.
Well, yeah, everybody? They'll be there too.
Wheels go round and round.
And all the ladies at the truck stop.
You don't realize how creepy that sounded.
Yeah, let me reword it. Everybody except my wife and kids. So, yeah.
What was Malia saying? The something about the shower.
Random shower or shower?
Random showers.
Hot showers, random hours. There we go.
Do I get to pick which one?
Same premise, Bill. Same premise.
Sorry, I didn't
know. Oh, somebody's shower. Be looking out in March. It could be yours.
That is true.
So, all right. Everybody have a good Christmas. Dave asked me this, and my answer was, it's over.
It's over. It was another day. I mean, gave cash.
I work, so it's not really
work.
A day off or anything.
I keep telling myself every year I'm going to save up my money all year long.
Take the 2 weeks
off, and then I never do.
Same thing.
And I always regret it with every ounce of my being.
Because then you do get the two weeks, but you don't get paid.
Oh, and I need the money more now than I ever have.
Well, I've got 9 days off, and I'm ready to go back to work the first thing tomorrow morning.
Oh, you get stir-crazy when you used to do something every day. Yeah.
But I did get shit done in the house. I was hoping the weather was, they said 50, but I was hoping the weather
was. It was nice today. Holy
today, God. The last
I
day.
I told you. I was outside cooking and barefooted, yeah.
But I got the water lines fixed on my refrigerator and did some other odds and ends.
Water, you got an ice maker or something?
Yeah, it was leaking, so I cut it off and bought a new one. And
wasn't that all day one, though, of your time off?
It was about 10 minutes of day one.
It's been doing fuck all since then.
I would have put a vacuum in your hand.
Yeah, and then I did fix and replace the light and the fan in the bathroom, you know, the little fan making a noise. And that was maybe 45 minutes of day two. And then day three, I had to cook for Christmas, you know. Then I had Christmas. And day four, I fucked around and just went, whoops. I messed around and just went
good
up.
Good job. We didn't have the oops jars working.
And I went up to Raging Cane Chicken. We have a new one here in Fort Wayne.
Just not Raging.
Raising Cane's.
Yeah, I was Raising Cane's. Raging Cane's for a second.
We got another chicken place. Like,
yeah, it's right there at North Crest for the old.
I know where that one's at.
Yeah, that's out north.
I told you, even when I've been up there when it was first built, I still haven't even visited Portillo's yet.
Well, the lines
have been. Yeah, it ain't all
I seen it the day, the first weekend it was open. Crazy. They're 20 minutes out in the rain, you know, 10, 15 well, people.
And I'm like, when I was back, nice. I was going to hit up Powers since they reopened, and I was going to hit up District, Coney Island, and I didn't. I ended up going to, like, Firehouse Subs or something when I should have went downtown and hit the two classics.
I did get in line for the chicken in the car drive through and sat there 38 minutes.
And you didn't send us a text so we could give you what we wanted?
Like, no.
Yeah, we could have gave you a mobile order, brother.
I wanted to try it, so I got two kids' meals. Kids' meals are $7.95. And I'm like, ooh. And
Dave's broke, too.
The regular meals are like $11.
Been off 9 days, Bill.
Yeah, it sucks, man.
So I took one of them over and give it to Mike. He was, our producer was working.
Did you let him keep the toy?
Yes, I did. I get, he got both of them.
They give you a toy? That
son of a bitch, I tell you what. You
gotta give the toys to I don't know. It was Christmas. It looked like one of them cardboard houses you put together. I don't know.
That's it.
I just wanted to try the chicken. The chicken's not bad. Meal.
At Arby's, and it had a Spirograph in it. Do you remember them?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
And I'm like, what the heck? And it was pretty cool.
So then I went out yesterday, Friday, and I was I went and had breakfast with our favorite buddy, Mr. Craig, and all by myself. You'd be proud of me. And
you bit the bullet, huh?
I did.
Love you, Craig.
And we love you, Craig.
And, well, you just know you're a pessimistic son of a bitch. So you just
then I went up and went to the seamster to get some stuff made.
Is that
for
the cranky guy?
Yes.
Oh, close door.
The guy.
The girl said that, Craig.
He ain't really cranky. You just can't let him pick the. You can't let him pick the subject.
It's called the voice of doom. You're going to hear the negative out of no matter what you're talking about. The first couple words is going to be how bad it is, or how bad you are for doing it, or how bad you know. But after that, then he'll mellow out and get right with it.
Or a lecture.
Maybe he's right. Maybe it all just does suck.
Oh no, it does.
It does. Yeah. But sometimes you just got to look at like, maybe I can get by, you know?
Yeah. So love it.
So I dropped off our back dropping and getting it all seamster work done on that. And that was cheaper than I thought, which
I thought all the droppings came from the back.
Not usually. So sometimes from the bottom of the pan, you got to put a little flour and make a little ruse.
Oh, first,
get your good droppings. But
I'm picturing shit falling on the floor and he's talking about cooking.
Yeah, that's what I was good. That was what I was stabbing at.
I know it.
Steve was picking up what I was putting down.
You can't pull a hat down any farther and hide. I'm going to tell you right now.
No, there's no more clips, no more wiring. It's slides.
Back here going,
oh, man.
I don't think I know these guys.
It's slides.
Especially that guy in the bottom down there. It's hat on backwards, yeah.
What do you mean? I'm on top. I'm on top of you.
You're on bottom on my screen, brother.
You're on bottom.
And you're on bottom on YouTube, so that's where you're going to stay for all eternity.
And that's not the worst part I've ever been. At least
I still wish we could reach through one screen into the other, and I can like grab a hold of her hat or something.
Well, we could if we all did it in the same room.
There we go. It actually looked pretty decent on my picture.
The only problem is it was an upper level and a lower level grab.
Oh, speaking of that, Dave, I couldn't find nothing to watch on television. So I was looking up some of these new shows that came out. And one of them's with Damon Wayans called Papa's House.
Yes, I tried watching it.
And there was a thing where they're talking about his kid using the bathroom. He's talking to Damon Jr. was talking to his dad. Talking about his kid, and he's like, oh, yeah, he never seen a kid shit in the tank before. Yep, upper decker.
Yeah. Like, I tried watching that show, and I just could not. It was
cheesy. I mean,
it's not
you can't have real humor anymore. You're going to offend somebody.
Oh, no, they throw some stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we know. We tried group texting with you, Breakfast Bill.
Oh.
I told her not to hold nothing back, Bill. She's going to tear you up.
Oh, I see where this is going. All
hey,
right.
Bill, you're going to love this. I was talking to Malia earlier today on why she was doing a little road trip. And then we get done, and I said, yeah, I got to finish this.
Road trip.
Oh, you understood what they're talking about?
Now. So I go, I got to go. She goes, yeah, I'm going to have to talk to you here again in 2 hours anyways. That'll be enough for me today. So
and
I'm like, well, throw me under the bus. I hung up and I go, I think she just insulted me.
I think I've talked to Dave for 5 hours before.
I know. Once he told me it was an hour, I said, oh, man, I still have to talk to you for 2 more hours today. Yeah, we got to go.
We'd sit there three-way call till it disconnected. It could be 5 or 6 hours. Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy times we live in to be able to do that. But so you were talking about what you had going on for the set for the truck show then.
Yeah, our backdrops I had sewn, so there's no clips. They'll just go through the rods and hang nice and neat and professional looking.
So would you say that we're completely ready, at least aesthetic wise?
Everything is purchased. No.
Let's do a business meeting.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, let's
see. Well, we got some news here. Look here.
In the spirit of open collaboration, you know.
The only thing that I haven't done that I want to do is I am getting a rug. I'm going to put a rug down.
Okay.
Because it does make a difference on this.
Well,
shaggy rug.
I have a gift for all three of you.
Oh, I know.
But I think I'm going to tweak it before I ship them all to Dave to disperse.
Okay, he's not talking about whiskey. All right.
Yeah, well, he's going to drink all but about that much in that bottle.
Told you I was going to tweak it.
Tastes like piss, does it? They call that Monday down here.
So, yeah, of course, we're talking about the Mid-America Trucking Show that's March 27th, 28th.
It's in March this year, yeah.
Yeah, March 20. Well, it was March last year, but it's a little later in the month this year.
Yeah, they shifted a week on us here, and at least this year, it's the 27th to the 29th, and we're not hitting on Breakfast Bill's birthday this time, but we'll still celebrate it. Because we are going to go to a bourbon tasting place.
Why are we not?
I like how I'm with you. I'm with you, Steve.
How you think.
But I'm telling you, by the end of the day,
you got to get past 7 o'clock there, Breakfast Bill.
We are, our assholes are usually sucking buttermilk by the end of the day.
Oh,
you know?
My.
I mean, we're tired by the end of the day. It really takes us out of it. We got about enough energy. You should see us at dinner. We
all day there.
We sit at dinner. Just those guys got their phones in their face and they're looking at kind of like Dave does right now. And he's not paying attention to anything anybody says.
I'm waiting for you to ask a question. I'm getting ready to give you the answer.
The booth number. He's looking at
you're going to give me the answer
first. Yeah. Exactly what's happening.
Yeah. I ain't saying nothing yet because I haven't found it.
Bill.
All right.
Stall a little bit, Bill.
Oh, speaking of stall, what is the booth number, Dave?
I don't know. It's six. It's got a 6 and 2 zeros, and I think it's 6.
That was last year.
32. I think it's 632.
We just eight something this time.
If
I thought it was
it's 38054.
38054. Did you find it?
Yes.
Okay. Well,
I had to go back to Matt's to when he sent me the text. Are they?
I hope that means more to everybody else.
What does that sound like, Dave? 38,054.
Mm-hmm. Sure does. 38054.
I ain't got enough daggum old fingers for all that.
I wrote it down, man. I wrote it down.
Write
so
that down and
no,
put it. We can put it on
I
the day.
I told you guys to write this down like 62 times.
Hey, you know what? We need some.
Time. Oh wait.
I'm why do we got to write it? I don't need to write it down because you guys are going to tell me again 100 more times before.
That way, when I can't remember what it is, you look at your screen and you go, "All right, dumbasses, it's 36 or 38."
It's hard to believe I just opened this bill.
I didn't know what order.
It's not hard for me to believe.
I had a 3 and a 5 and an 8 and a 0.
3 and a 5 and an 8 and a 0.
You were right.
So he's missing the 4 and transpose a couple.
Either way, we could have moved them around a few times until we figured it out.
Anybody else is thoroughly confused?
Yeah,
hopefully.
Mm.
Well, hey, we got some news here.
Do we have some news? What do we got here? Some more CDL. Look, CDL.
We get out of here today.
All right,
and look, poor Ashley is doing all the heavy lifting still.
Of course,
we're gonna have to hire her.
We're gonna have to look her up, get a picture, put her on our page. Everything.
Do you actually think I'm gonna go out and do actually live news reports?
I'm really hoping Ashley is there this year. We need to email her. I don't need, you need to be at the
show.
As
far as I know, Ashley may be a guy.
Well,
we're going to get a stalking.
I'm hoping it's a real good gal and not a
I just ruined Bill's the whole image of CDL life now.
No, man. I mean, because we've been.
There's names that are universal. Yeah.
Mm. We're going to get a stalking.
Kim, Terry. Yeah.
Well, the reason I put this story up is one, is I'm going this way tomorrow.
Well, and I can remember when they closed them.
Two. Yeah, well, yeah. Wait till she gets to the bottom.
And I used to stop at them all the time.
I'm not kidding.
Two, I'm thinking, well, Ohio
I never
must be
stopped.
Following.
I just go to the ramp and back up the ramp because you
Ohio must there and go. Oh.
Ohio must be running low on monies because DOT don't have a rest area to go in and screw with guys. So
yeah, they built more.
Yeah.
Like Bill did with the bottle earlier. Did you see that earlier?
Yeah,
like,
I seen it.
It's like the whole neck of the bottle is down his throat.
Get you a little excited, did it? You want me to do it again?
He used to stop at the rest area in Warsaw. I'll tell you right now.
It would get you.
It's those teeth things, you know.
Don't knock it till you try it.
it's like those hoodies I sent you guys. Did you guys see that video of those hoodies I sent you for when it's cold outside? You didn't watch the video?
Didn't get it.
You sent a video.
I think, or something.
I'm not laughing at you.
Yeah, I'm with laughing. The hoodies. It was like Christmas time.
Malia, this is a look of disgust. Okay, hit it, girl.
Oh, I'm reading this.
I guess. Come on, Granny.
Yeah.
Get them glasses on.
All right. Ohio rest areas along I-76 reopen after a closure in 2021. This is by our girl, Ashley. December 27th, 2024.
We hope, girl.
I'm calling her a girl.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.
I'm gonna look her.
The Ohio Department of Transportation has reopened a pair of rest area locations after they were closed for nearly 4 years for renovations. Yeah. 4 years.
4 years, yes. Let's
for a rest area.
This month, ODOT reopened Rootstown. Is that right? Rootstown.
Yes.
Okay, areas. Located on I-76 in Portage County after many years of closure. 4 years, we just read. The I-76 eastbound rest area has 26 car parking spaces and 10 truck.
Ten spots, four years, man.
The I-76 westbound area rest area has 28 car parking spaces and 10 trucks.
The same 10.
And 10 trucks.
10
the
lucky drivers.
Closed in January 2021 for renovations.
Still got 10 fucking spots.
The WKB.
4 years and we still got the same 10 fucking spots. Can you give me a break?
Do you know those 10 spots?
Oh, I've had one or two of them.
Go ahead and read the last line.
I didn't ask how many you had.
Read the last line. It's funny.
At the stops. All right. The WBN reports that the closure was only supposed to last a year.
Microphone's over here.
But an issue with the contractor slowed the progress of the project. What issue?
It's I don't know, but it's 1 year. It's called lack of interest.
We don't need rest areas anymore.
Nobody
parks at rest areas anymore.
That's almost as good as the story I heard about them wanting to build a bathroom in San Francisco, and it was going to cost $5 million, and then time they got all done. So then a company stepped up and said, you know what, just let us do it. We'll build it. We'll donate the material. We'll build the whole thing. What's it going to be? It was still $1.6 million just for the permits. To build a single bathroom in San Francisco.
Wow. You know, you got to get the oversight committee involved and you got to
shitter
sure.
committees, you know, that shit's got to flow
you
the
can't
right way.
You can't just push these things through now, okay? You got to get people involved. I mean, this is serious shit we're talking about here. Yeah, moving right
along. Well,
hey, it's time for a break.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah, just about. Good enough. Are anyway, after Christmas debt when we come back.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to live action.
Well, I found your girl here, but it's a girl. It says, well, Ashley Neely. She's out of Kansas City, and she's a senior content manager for CDL Life, but there's no picture of her.
Of course there's not.
Well, I'm still hoping it's a lady. I'm still trying to look
her
up.
They were at Matt's show last year. They have a podcast.
Look on LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. But CDL Life.
We're definitely getting a stalking charge here.
Probably. Yeah, by somebody that's got the money to follow it through, too.
Way to go, Dave.
Hey, she's you just glad David. We're spreading it out to the six people we got listening. More listeners. Yeah. You know.
So. All six of you, speak up. We're going to need people on our side.
That's right. Ashley gives out good stuff.
Yeah. And we try not to misquote in any way or.
And it's funny, every story on CDL Life is written by her. I think she's the only writer they have.
The ones that you get anyway.
Well, I just go with the app they send me.
All right on. So, it's an app.
It's an app and I get an email. I get both. They have an app too.
Well, they're not paying us, so let's shut up.
Oh. They also have a podcast.
What's their podcast like? Is it good like ours?
I have never listened to it. Oh, jeez. I'm listening to Dale Summers. I ain't got time to be listening to CDL Life. Come on.
Well, gee whiz.
When are you going to get us back on the radio?
I don't know. I'm working on that. After the new year, things settle down.
That's just in a couple of days.
Well, I got
that's
a whole year. I got a whole year to work on it. Come on.
Yeah, I think after
I can't
all
wait
that.
I can say last year.
I found
year.
Her on Facebook, Dave, but it's, I don't see any home photos. Let's see if we got... There's no
when a woman doesn't show photos, that's not
it's
a good
not,
sign.
There's no photos because it's the worst thing. It's CDL Life.
It is. Yeah, it's. She's probably on there. That may not be her real name, you know.
So I'm going to message her here.
Oh, my.
Message.
Maybe you should let Malia do that. I don't know.
Hey, Ashley, we always quote you.
Go ahead, Steve.
That's why she puts her stories out there so people will use them.
We pick on you almost weekly.
Yeah. You have become popular on our show for a complete stranger.
You're like
for
a Dave. Fifth host.
Yeah, for Dave.
She also wrote the next story, too.
Well, oh, there's another story?
No, not today. They're not.
Oh, so next week is what he meant.
Yep.
So what do you got, Steve?
Oh, I'm trying
I
to
love how you subtly correct
I'll take care of that later.
Their breakfast bill. You're like,
well, we just had Christmas, right?
No, it was Thanksgiving.
Well, this is entitled After Christmas Debt. Y'all know about it, don't you?
Oh, God.
Did you ever wonder if it was really worth all the cash or maybe credit you just spent last week? This season, 36% of American consumers took on holiday debt. 36%, that's a lot. According to a new survey from LendingTree, well, they should know they're lending money, huh? Of course. Those who racked up balances this season took on an average of $1,181 in debt, up from $1,028 in 2023. However, this is still down from
$1,549. We swear we're not kissing him. Nobody's kissing him. He just likes to smack a lot.
That's just him lifting his butt off the seat.
Or he's eating those gushers or something. And they're like making him pucker.
Don't make him self-conscious. I need him to get
through
this.
How do I get back to a normal after Christmas? Take time to slow down. Don't forget to keep your mind recovered, too. Let your mind recover, too. The holidays can be emotional for some. Or you may just need to come down from all the excitement. If you're in a post-festivity funk, practicing mindfulness can help you get back on track. Start with a simple breathing exercise. If that doesn't work for you, I find drinking a large amount of bourbon or whatever your choice is helps. Just kidding, people.
I'm fresh out.
Wink, wink. Step back, relax, get a game plan to knock it down and get a handle on your finances. Stick to it and don't stray. You'll be back on track before next Christmas, hopefully. Was there something this year you bought that was over the top or outlandish? That's for you.
Yeah, a Powerball ticket, not in Southern California. All right, Mega Man.
I put on there. I didn't win. It's no partying tonight. Yeah.
Well,
any big purchases this year?
I mean, not like a single big purchase, no. But I mean, it
spent more than they normally did, and regret
and,
it.
You know, we do the right thing. We start in like September. No, we don't set a budget, and that's because as the problem with starting early is that you don't get it done and then stop. You just keep fucking spending all the way until Christmas. And that's exactly what happened here. And it got out of control this year, big time. And then
this would be a good stocking stuffer.
That's
why you set a time limit on Christmas Eve, because then the stores close early too. And then you go in and you got 30 minutes to Christmas.
Well, I buy a lot online, but I mean,
and then
still,
you can't go away. I'm decent.
Yeah.
I have done that before.
Well, I tried to do it to where it was something I made, homemade gifts. For some reason, the homemade stuff cost me more than the shit I can buy.
Your sweat equity along with it.
That, and if I needed a tool that I didn't have, but I had to have it for that project,
go buy it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So the next thing you know, you got four new tools that cost more than the project.
Yeah.
Well, and I really did not.
What kind of project are you doing that takes
He's playing with his wood.
He's got some big wood, man.
He's been buying
a dog kennel that is like a cabinet in your kitchen, but it has the bars in it for the dogs to be in and stuff. So it looks like a regular cabinet in your house. Piece of furniture.
That's cool.
Sweet. I need you to make me a chicken coop.
Chicken coop. You want a chicken coop?
Doesn't Wayfair send the kit with it when they
got
send it?
They got them at TSD, dude.
You didn't need to go buy the tool.
You go to Tractor Supply and buy your chicken coop.
Use the kit. How
much do you make it?
They're illegal in Indiana or in Allen County.
Illegal is a strong word.
But that's what I made, right?
Can't see it.
Yeah, it's kind of
trying to
hold it back and let it focus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
Ain't working out. There you go.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Oh, that's nice. I think you missed your calling, Steve.
It just doesn't have the top. I'm still building the countertop.
Now you're just showing me more stuff we get to do when we come to your place.
I will put you to work.
That's me staying right here.
It's all the bourbon and food you can drink and eat, though, right?
Well... Yeah, and then, of course, I did not foresee the lack of work that we've had these last couple, 3 weeks, too. That's really...
Well, that, and you had an illness the week before this.
Oh, yeah.
Have you worked a full week in this month, December?
I have not worked a full week all month.
Yeah.
And it's kicked me right in the nuts, dude.
Well,
not in a good
way.
You're
getting more local, too, aren't you now?
I've been all local. I have told him, I took a new truck.
Yeah.
And the whole thing about that was that I was supposed to take some road runs so that I could have that truck, but they've given me nothing. So I just,
cause we ain't got nothing.
Well, not really. No,
it's that time of year. I mean, all companies are like that. Get a slowdown for like 4 weeks or so. And
I've had good years.
And then it will be balls to the wall. You won't have enough time.
Not scrubbing toilets. I don't get time off.
Well, cause everybody's got shit, honey.
I know, 7 days a week.
That never gives up. I would think for the holidays, it'd be a little more busier for you.
Unless the company shuts down for 2 weeks and it's the only break you get. So,
well, but in cleaning, not all
then they
the
want you to come. Then they want you to come in and do a real good job while we're gone.
Yeah, well, they don't all shut down at the same time. I have some that don't even close for Christmas. Then I have some that close for 2 weeks. Then I have some that close just for a day. So if you sign a diverse portfolio, you'll always have money coming in, type of thing. You know, they're always open. Someone's always open. like next week I'll have some closed for New Year's, but there's going to be some open because they're not going to close for it.
But you're able to plan for that though, because you know ahead of time.
Well, my contract price doesn't change each month. I charge the same amount. Rather, you can close for 2 weeks. I'm still charging the same amount for the month of December because my contract prices are based on the year divided out by month. Because I have salt season, I have summer season. I have to balance different situations throughout the year. And then also I can pay the same contract price to my cleaning techs. And so it's like they get a paid time off essentially. So it's kind of a built-in perk.
Which is funny. I watched the guys over at Taco Bell last week or 2 weeks ago when we got that little bit of snow that morning. They were mowing the grass, mowing the snow, and you could see because they have contracts to mow right up till this date, no matter what the weather's like. So they're mowing the grass and the grass. Mm-hmm. But it's easier to follow the lines when it blows the snow off, you know.
Well, if they was mowing the grass and there was emergency, would they dial 911?
Could be, yeah.
I was waiting to get that one in there somehow.
That was a good one.
911.
911. Juan. Get it? Juan.
Yeah. Juan.
Mm. Jose ain't going to like you giving Juan
I tell you
work.
Something.
I tell you something.
I was
give all
just,
the damn work away.
I was at Home Depot looking for work, man, minding my own business. And here comes you three fat bastards coming talking shit about me to my face. What the? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here to offend everybody. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie, guys, this has not been our best show, and I feel like it's your fault, Dave.
That's because I'm trying to bring down the excitement. You guys get too worked up when I get too riled up and stuff. I thought I'd just do it a little late. All right. It's a new year.
I need you to crank it back up, Dave.
All right, we'll crank it back up. God damn it, boys. Let's pick this pace up and get started now.
Lord.
Steve's typing away, playing with himself. Bill's your intro was a little better.
You wouldn't know that I'm playing with myself right now, would you?
No, I can't tell.
This is not my first day.
That's right. Pocket pool, no matter how we go around.
So that's where Bill Clinton learned it from.
From me. You betcha. That's right.
You taught him.
Not only is... So are we all ready for New Year's? Is everybody psyched up to get drunk?
If I'm off, I'll probably sleep through it, to be honest with you.
If you sleep through it? I mean, you're one of those, I'll be in bed at 7 o'clock?
Yeah, probably. I work. Not a big, I wish I was working, to be honest. I wouldn't mind.
Oh, I've been waiting for you to say that, you see, because I have plenty of toilets.
I'm about to come work for you. Yeah. We can, if you can afford me.
The only problem is it's night work.
Yeah.
That is night work.
I'm just a wee too old for that shite.
Well, I'll be working it. I'm
there's no bus stops, no truck stops.
Mm. Well, there's always IHOP when you get done. So
there is IHOP.
And so
you
this
got your
year
IHOP servers.
This year in our local Christmas Day adventure, I went out to go have lunch with our famous producer Mike. And we were going to do the buffet. We're going to do the Chinese buffet. Well, Mike come with a list of everything that was open. Applebee's was open. IHOP's open. Golden Corral was, or not Golden Corral.
Gosh, get him to work that hard for us. Shit.
Mm-hmm. Red Lobster was open. All the Chinese places were open. Some of them were crazy. I was surprised. Malia managed to stop at Applebee's because Applebee's was open by my house.
That's interesting.
And I'm like, and I didn't go because it looked crowded, but Malia went at about the same time. And so
you just, well, the best bet, even if you're not going to drink or anything, you just sit at the bar.
Yeah.
You and wait for people to get up because it's free. You just go sit. So I always stay, if there's a line, I just work my way to the front.
Go to the bar.
Lean against a wall or something and wait. And as soon as that purse gets picked up,
you know? Down I go. Yep.
You're ready to slide it and put yours down.
So that was I went to Waffle House and I actually had fish and chips for Christmas dinner this year.
Fish and chips.
It sounded good.
Do you remember Arthur Treacher's fish and chips down there by Lake Offs?
Yep. Right next to him. Now it's a Chinese restaurant. It was a barbecue place for a while. And That was bigger than the '70s.
I remember the one I always bring up, and Bill, I think, remember this place. And it was actually, I didn't know it was a major franchise that was in California and stuff. I just remember when I was a little kid, because of the items that they used to advertise the place, was a Bengal tiger and people with the headdress, the Hindi stuff on. Mm-hmm. And it was called Sambo's.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had three of them in Fort Wayne.
I remember going there. And the reason why I remember going there was when he was a kid, we used to get the waffles with all the shit on it. The strawberries, the whipped cream, mm-hmm. Stacked a mile high.
It was basically a big boy style restaurant.
Yeah.
There was the one out there in New Haven right there. Past.
But they went out like in the late 70s is when they
Yeah, early 80s.
Isn't that where that car lot is now?
Yes, that was the Sambo's.
On 930, over there at State or mm-hmm. Lake.
Yeah. Lake and then the other one was on North Clinton, right there across from the Scott store. Well, it's Kroger now, but that was the Sambo's. It's gone. That building's gone. But we had three of them in Fort Wayne.
Do you guys remember Ashley, a message?
Huh? Well, that's good. Do you guys remember the envelopes in the '70s when we were growing up? The government envelopes that had the red and white around the edges of you remember those? I seen one of those the other day, and I forgot all about them things. They haven't been around in
years. I remember the government, the greenish-gray solid tinfoil wrapper on a log of cheese.
Government cheese.
And the coffee can that was green, and it said peanut butter.
And the butter, big old block of butter.
You could use that peanut butter for axle grease, dude.
Oh, I would eat the shit out of it.
The cheese was coffee. The best, dude.
We always got the cheese. A block of cheese.
You could cut a slab like that and make a grilled cheese toasty, and it would all melt.
Do you know that I watched the thing just
unlike on the Kraft cheese now.
All the chemicals in it. Right. I watched a TikTok probably earlier this week of five items that they used to serve in school. They don't know more. Cheese toasty and tomato soup with one thing.
I hated tomato soup, dude.
And so did I. I was not a fan of it, but they don't serve that anymore.
I like
to. When
you were in high school or whatever was the pizza was pizza day pizza
square pizza well rectangle I, pizza
yeah I got the recipe for that if you guys want the original 70s recipe from making the dough all the way up, and the first ones come out with hamburger or cheese. That was the only two. They didn't have sausage and pepperoni then.
I brought that up to I got two boys in high school.
Yeah,
I brought that up to them. And they were
what are you
like,
talking about is what they said, huh?
What's that? I'm like, you mean to tell me that they no longer serve the rectangular? That's like the only thing that made school worth going to.
Right, right. And it was always on a Friday.
And well, and at Wayne, you could buy it a la carte every single day.
Now, do you remember when they gave you the a la carte came out with it. You could buy ice cream and malts and all that.
Well, do you remember the early 80s? Sandwiches. They were putting McDonald's in schools. You remember when they did that for a while?
Oh, that one got past me.
I was at McDonald's yesterday. Yeah. I don't eat at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And just the smell in the place, I was about ready to puke.
Really?
Oh.
How come
and
McDonald's
McRibs
is
back,
still-
I guess.
Yeah, the line out the door is still crazy. You go to a McDonald's, there's lines out the door. They're always lined up. And I think it's the coffees, the breakfasts, the coffee. Because
I
do like an
McDonald's in 5 years at least.
I
don't eat there either.
I like an Egg McMuffin. Every now and then I'll get craving an Egg McMuffin.
So. That's about as close as it gets is the breakfast, really.
Hardee's breakfast.
Steak and egg and cheese biscuit.
Hardee's
I like that.
Hardee's breakfast.
If Hardee's is nearby, that's going to be my first choice.
Right at the corner. I go to the corner. Yes, always.
Bill's
going to
perk
corner.
Up the Burger King enormous burrito.
You already know.
I like Burger King. I like the Flame Burger.
Hardee's one time I said, I'll take an egg enormous burrito. We don't have that. Bullshit, I ordered it yesterday. Oh, wait, it's Hardee's. Never mind.
Hardee's had that porkalypse burrito some years back, but it was for a limited time. Apparently, they
Hardee's sometimes.
It's Arby's when they had them pork belly sandwiches.
Oh.
Wipe the drool right there. Bro.
So pork belly, that was like big old chunks of bacon.
That's what pork belly is.
Yeah.
That's bacon.
Molly is like, you fat bastards.
Oh, you are.
No, I never had one. Laugh. I never had rinds. One. I like pork
rinds. That's not the same. I'll tell you.
Here, I know.
Hold on. I'll hook you up. There's a place called Poor King Good website. I will sponsor these people. They have all these flavored pork rinds.
That's what they used to call me back in the day.
That are, you know, when you're doing the keto and the no carb and stuff.
Yeah.
They have nacho, the salt and vinegar, sour cream and onion, barbecue, apple cinnamon, butterscotch. They have all these. They're amazing. Oh, my God. And it tastes.
What are you talking about?
Pork rinds.
Pork rinds. Oh.
And it's there's no carb. It's all, yeah.
In Michigan, they're everywhere. It's like everybody eats them up there. So they're at every store, every
I couldn't believe all the flavor. The sour cream and onion is like you're eating sour cream and onion potato chips, dude. It's friggin' amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they got all different kinds.
I like pork rinds when they're not stale or too hard.
Do you guys remember the Johnny Marzetti? In school, they don't serve that anymore.
No, it's
the hamburger and, well, it was then too. But
I like the mashed potatoes with the turkey or the, wasn't it the turkey gravy stuff over it? It was
like a
chicken gravy, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah, chicken, I think. Chicken and gravy over it.
Mm-hmm.
It was so filling.
Are we at time, Bill? Because we're just
talking about food. We are.
We're just talking about food.
Being fat, you know. Enjoy being fat.
Well, this is our last show of the year, so we'll get
this
out of the way.
Last show 2024.
We're getting ready to start a new year coming around the corner.
I remember the one New Year show where we're drunk and having people call in.
We couldn't
get a record time close enough.
So how come you guys didn't think about doing like a 2024 recap or like talk about stuff?
I guess we don't remember anything that happened.
Because you didn't suggest it until the end of the show.
Just now.
I just
yeah, way to go.
What do you want?
Well, there's so much.
That was a great idea, Malia.
We could have. That would have been an outstanding final show.
And this is the month we brought the girl in.
Yep, because we could have went all out on the Diddy story. That would have been.
The Diddy story.
I'm fine. Diddy?
Mm-hmm. Or didn't he?
Oh. Yeah.
He probably did. I gotta tell you. But what? Tell us all the real government shit that they're covering up, Malia. That with this story right here.
Did he? Oh well, they're just not covering nothing up. They're just not going to tell you nothing because they don't want everybody to realize who's all involved.
I bet the
hair sniffers involved.
You notice he only smells women's hair. Never does smell men's hair. I wonder what's talking about. You don't know who this hair sniffer?
I heard that.
What you're talking about.
Enlighten us, little girl.
Yeah, the hair sniffer tripping up and down his stairs.
Who's that?
Yeah. Who's that?
That'd be our fine president. Come on.
Yeah, Mr. Biden.
Oh.
Mr. Vacationer.
So whose hair is he sniffing? Everybody's?
Everybody's. You've never watched him? Nope. He walks up to girls and sniffs their hair.
Well, you can tell a lot by the smell of their hair.
Well, that's true, but you also think you're a pedophile, too.
Some of them smell like cigarette smoke.
Oh, I mean,
some of them smell like...
Not little girls.
Yeah, these are little girls.
Okay. You didn't bring that up.
I did. I said it. You don't listen.
It went over me.
As always, you don't listen.
I'm passing it through.
Oh, as always, I don't listen. Listen to you. Anyway.
Oh, man. And what about Richard Simmons and his headband, sweatband? Did he wear a sweatband?
Is he still alive?
No, he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away in 2014.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh.
Yay!
There is a thin person inside all of you.
Do you remember the sweatband?
Yes.
Okay. If you Google it, it says he never wore one.
Oh, that's a concept. That's a thing. What do they call that? Where there's something universally remembered but yet doesn't happen.
Yeah,
but
he died a long time ago, but they're saying he died this year.
Deja vu.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at school
club, if I remember.
I'm sitting here looking at school pizza from the 70s. You got a slice of pizza, corn.
You're hungry, aren't you?
Corn, a carton of milk, and what
do you want to go back to school or something? You're like.
I want that damn pizza.
Phrase.
Somebody told me you can buy that at Gordon's or some shit.
Well, probably. You can buy it, but it's not as close. I got the recipe here. Well, I'll send it to you.
Well, then it ain't it.
No. Don't send it to me. Make it.
You make it.
You got to make the flour. You got to make the crust. And then you got to throw the crust in the oven and cook it first.
Make sure you make a lot of it.
Well, the recipe is for a 9 by 18.
I can eat that myself. So 18
by 12 cookie or Texas sheet cake.
Oh, yeah, make one for everybody.
I want it cut into a perfect 4 by 6 3/8 rectangle.
You got to wear
a little bit.
You got to wear the big lunch lady bra.
You guys called me the girl in text.
I tell you this.
Mr. Girl down here being late. Oops, wrong one.
You're pointing at Dave. Or now you're pointing at Bill.
You're still pointing at Dave on the YouTube.
Point straight down and you're pointing at Bill.
The other way.
I'm pointing at you.
Yeah, but YouTube sees
but what
the other
you
way.
See is not what goes not on. Necessarily
what do I got to do? Point to nothing?
Okay, yeah, that's Steve. So there you go.
I'm beside you. Yep. To your right.
Who's below
that's
Bill.
Dave.
That would be Bill.
Who's that?
That's Steve.
That would be Dave.
That's nobody.
That's Dave.
Then who's this?
That's Dave. Steve.
Point down to your left. Down to your left.
So
your other way. That's me.
That's nothing for me.
That's nothing for us. You're on mine, you're straight underneath her.
On mine, you're on over top of Bill.
Yeah, everybody's going to have a different layout because it's
usually Bill changes around. He can move us around, and he moves us to him to the bottom. I love it. The crow, why she gives you the bird.
All right, kids, we're going to draw
that
to a close.
So funny.
we're going to draw it to a close, and I might go ahead and shit can this episode.
My fingers are getting out of hand.
Welcome to the end of the year.
Make sure you write down in your calendars the March 27th, 28th, and 29th next year for the Matt's Truck Show.
And if you don't, we will remind you.
Come see us at booth 38054.
Ooh, Steve's got it written down now.
I do.
10-4.
With a highlighter.
And come see us at the end of next year. We'll do a year in review next year.
Right on.
Anyway.
In the meantime, hit us up on the socials, as I said before. Email the show at 3ATpodcast.org. That is very important.
That is, yes.
Smash that like button and let your friends know about us, whichever way you can work it out. We don't care. We just love hearing from you. We love knowing that you exist. Let us know what you think. Give us all the good, the bad, and the ugly. We will be back next week in 2025. Until then, I've been Bill.
And your buddy Dave. Rah! There, I kicked it up a notch for you.
Ooh, yeah.
I've been Malia.
Going out with a bang, Steve.
Hey, brother. Thanks for stopping by. Be safe this week.
We'll see you, folks.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.